Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the hot new Q. QLJNRadio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.
You have tuned in live to QLJNRadio.com. This is the final authority. The final authority, we air live every Monday, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. That would be specific standard time. And then on 8 to 9 p.m., it's Central Standard Time, and 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But anyway, the final authority, we air live every Monday unless otherwise indicated. And we're going to go and we'll be concluding today on, are you at peace with God? Are you at peace with God? We'll pray. After we pray, we'll give you the number to call in for any questions or comments that you may have. Father, we come before you once again in the name of thy beloved Son, Jesus the Christ. We look to you as the almighty, living, true God, our Father, source, provider, and giver of life, yea, the God and Father of our Lord, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, your beloved Son, with whom you will please. Father, we honor you as our God. We bless you, Father, for being good unto us and the grace that you bestowed upon us through thy Son, Jesus Christ. And Father God, we approach your word, Father, with reverence, knowing your word is sacred and holy. We ask, O God, you would grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Christ and in the knowledge of your word. May your word abound and increase and multiply in us and through us to and for the glorification and the exaltation of the name of our Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father. We give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so if you have a question, and any question that you may have about what we're covering, also, if you have a comment and you want to express a comment, or a different view other than what the host is presenting, we're open to hear from you. The number to call would be area code 515-605-9768. If you have that question or you want to make that comment live on the show tonight, call area code 515-605-9768. And once you are connected and you're ready to answer, ask your question or you make your comment, press the number one on your phone. My producer will connect you to my line. I will welcome you to the final authority. Again, don't forget that we air live every Monday, Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. And Eastern Standard Time, 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Also might want to mention that if you have a desire to support the final authority and make a financial contribution, you may do so. Just go to www.qljnradio.com and you scroll down to the donation site area. And then you click on donation, and whatever your donation may be, please to make sure that you please earmark it as this support is toward the final authority. All right, thank you so very kindly. God bless you, and Christ be glorified. Okay, so we're going to be concluding today on, are you at peace with God? And over the years, coming up, you will hear people say, me and the Lord got an understanding. You know, I never understood what they meant by that, the Lord and I have an understanding. If you have an understanding with the Lord, you must understand whatever God instituted and established, God always wants us to always honor his authority and his order of things. So if you go to the military, there's an order. If you get a particular job, there's an order. All right? No matter what and where you go in different homes, there are certain rules and guidelines they have in a household. You know, there are certain things that they say, oh, well, you have to remove your shoes up if you step on the carpet. Some houses don't have that, you know. So you honor the rules. And so whatever they establish for their household, you got to honor that. Well, God has order in his kingdom, and he has established things by which you must come to terms with God. God is the one that establishes the terms. And once you come to terms with God and you agree with God, then you are at peace with God where that term is concerned. Well, when we're dealing with peace with God, we're dealing with the living true God. We're dealing with the omnipotent, omniscient. Omniscient means he knows all things. Omnipotent means he's all powerful. The omnipresent, meaning everywhere at one at the same time. All right? The all wise God, the very God that created the heavens and the earth. Are you at peace with him? Do you have a peace relationship with him? Now, we already covered a lot of things about peace. The word peace that we're referring to, for an example, in the book of Romans chapter 5, verse 1, says, therefore, being justified, or having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, he says, therefore, so therefore is a conjunction. It connects to something he previously said before. So to know what he said before, you have to go back into the last chapter before, which is chapter 4, and read that to get the continuity of what he was saying when he said, therefore. So therefore is a conjunction, which means it's coming to a conclusion based upon what he previously said. And so he said, therefore, being justified by faith. Faith. In what or faith in whom? So faith always has an object, which means you're totally putting your full confidence and trust in a thing or in a person or persons. Okay, but in this particular context, notice what he says. He says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have present possession, peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see here, based upon this text, the word peace here, it says we have peace with God through whom? Our Lord Jesus Christ. So the peace here, it refers to that which was separated that is now bound together, that which is now united, which was previously separated. And so here we have peace with God through who? Through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're looking at Jesus. The Greek word would be Jesus. The Hebrew word would be Yeshua. The ancient Arabic, Hebrew would be Yahshua. All right. Arabic would be Issa. All right. Swahili would be Yesu. But here in the English it says Jesus. Wow. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's through Jesus Christ. Just who is this Jesus Christ? Because it's only through him that we have peace with God. Now, let me stop here. Paul writes a letter to Timothy. And he named the book after Timothy because he's addressing Timothy. In 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5, he says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. So here, Paul here is very clearly stating the one mediator that's standing between God and men. The men there refer to the human race, all right, is the one man, Christ Jesus. So there's only one mediator, not two, not three, not four, nor any more. Only one mediator. And he specifically tells you who the one mediator is. He says, the man, Christ Jesus. So we don't know what now. The mediator is one who stands between two parties to make peace, to reconcile them together, so that they which were separated are now one, are function as one together. So the one mediator is Jesus Christ. Now, going back to what Paul says in Romans chapter 5, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you have to come to terms with the person Jesus Christ. Somebody says faith in Jesus Christ. Well, how faith in what about Jesus Christ? Well, going back to chapter 4, he tells you that Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. And so we were the offenders. We're the ones that were alienated and or spiritually separated from God. We're the ones that were in a spiritual fallen state, could not save or redeem or justify ourselves before an almighty holy God. And so Paul makes it very clear that Christ was delivered for our offenses, so he, in our place, was delivered over for our offenses to be judged in our place because we were the offenders. Jesus Christ didn't offend at all. He didn't offend the Father at all. He perfectly obeyed the Father. We're the ones that were the sinners. Christ is the one that's the just one. We were the unjust. He's the innocent one. We're the guilty one. And so he went in our place and suffered our penalty for us. And on the cross, Jesus Christ satisfied the justice of God for our sins. So the Father God judged all of our sins upon the person of his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ willingly laid his life down for us as a sacrifice unto the Father God to be judged for our sins, and he dies for all of our sins. The sufficiency of the work of Christ on the cross, all that Christ done for, on that cross was for you and I, and he fully satisfied the judgment and justice of Almighty God for you and I. And it was substantiated that the Father God accepted the sacrificial, substitutionary, redemptive death and the shed blood of Jesus Christ as the full payment for our sin debt by virtue of the fact that he raised Christ from the dead. And after Christ was raised from the dead, he gave so much overwhelming evidences of his tangible, physical, bodily resurrection from among the dead. So when it says Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification, therefore being justified by faith. That's faith in the fact that Christ satisfied the judgment of God. It was faith in the fact that he was buried and rose again for our justification. So we have to look at the actual sufferings, the crucifixion, the death, the shed blood, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And after Christ resurrected, like I said, he gave so much evidence of his resurrection. For a period of 40 days, he appeared to so many people, showing them tangible evidence, his hands, his feet. He ate and drank with them after he rose from the dead. And after that, ultimately, he ascends back up to heaven to be with the Father. Now, in order for you and I to have peace with God, we have to come to terms with God. Your faith must be solely, exclusively rested upon Jesus Christ and all that he has done for you and I on the cross. That has been accepted by the Father as verified or substantiated by the bodily resurrection. You must come to terms that Jesus Christ died for your sin. That apart from faith in Christ, then your sins are accounted to you. And if you hear the message of the good news of Christ, who he is and what he has done, and know that God's given an offering for you to have peace with himself through what his son Jesus Christ has accomplished, and you are to place faith in Christ, and you reject God's offer of salvation and redemption, you're rejecting God's offer to be reconciled to himself through faith in his son, then you remain guilty in your sins before God, and you will come under condemnation. All right, you have to come to terms with God. It's not about all your good works and good deeds. Good works and good deeds are good. In its place, I do a lot of good works and a lot of good deeds, and know that I do good works and good deeds. But that's not what gives me peace with God. So you can do a lot of good works and good deeds, but if you reject the offer of God, salvation through faith in Christ alone, faith in Christ, because he's the one that's the only mediator between God and man, the only mediator. And Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me, unquote. And then John says in 1 John 4, the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. And Jesus himself was speaking to Nicodemus, as recorded in St. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. See, so it's only through his only begotten Son. The only way that anyone in the human race can come to peace with God, to be joined to God in a union. This would mean that peace with God. I have peace toward God. I'm not an enemy of God. I'm not at enmity against God. I come to terms with what he has instituted and established as acceptable to him, that my faith is in his beloved Son, the one with whom the Father is well pleased, the one whom the Father God has judged for my sins, the one who died for my sins, the one who shed his blood for the forgiveness of my sins and to redeem me to the Father, the one who was buried, the one on the third day he rose again from among the dead and gave evidences of his resurrection, and then he ascends back up into heaven, inaugurated and installed by the Father as my great high priest and my advocate with the Father, who ever lived to make intercession for me. So it was God reaching through his Son Jesus Christ to bring me into a relationship with himself. And this relationship is not based upon what physical church I go to, or whether I go to a mosque or a temple or a synagogue. I've come to terms with the revelation, the authority, and the integrity of the Holy Scriptures that Jesus is the divine, unique Son of the living God. And he's the absolute one and only mediator between God and man, and he's the only way by which I could have peace with God. And I then come to terms with God, and I rest my faith upon Christ. Christ washes me from all of my sins, robed me in his righteousness, brings me to the Father God. I'm joined to Christ by the Spirit. I have his righteousness imputed to me, or covering me, and the Father God accepts me in Christ and declares me righteous in his eyes, and thus I have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. Have you come to terms with the biblical Messiah? Have you come to terms with who Jesus Christ is and what he has done for you? Have you come to faith and trusting in the fact that not only did he die for your sins and was buried, but that he literally rose again from among the dead? So your faith must be solely rested upon the sacrificial, substitutionary, redemptive death and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other way by which you can be washed from your sin. See, you don't want to come before God at his judgment bar and stand before God without having been washed from your sins in the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ, not clothed in the righteousness of Christ, standing before God and not having been sealed with the Holy Spirit, standing before God and having rejected God's offer of salvation and redemption and peace that you can have with God through faith in Christ. You reject and you want to stand before God like that? You do not want to stand before God like that. I come to God humbly on his terms, because his terms is the only terms that he accepts. That's the word of God. Now, with that said, we went over a number of passages already in the book of Romans, and even in chapter 6, verse 11, reckon you also yourselves to be dead. The word reckon means to take into account. Reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So now that I'm alive to God, why? I have peace with God. I have fellowship with God. I have communion with God. I have a vital union and a relationship with God through his beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. And I certainly thank God for that. Now, God's offer, I want you to understand that Christ died for everyone. The book of Hebrews 2 and 9 says, but we see Jesus. Man, that's Yeshua. We see Yeshua, God made flesh, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Christ, man, he experienced, taste death means to experience. He experienced death for every man, the just for the unjust, the innocent for the guilty. Wow, thank you, Lord Jesus. So because of what he done, now I now come before God through Christ. Wow, it's only Christ. His death on the cross was a sufficient payment that the Father God accepted for all your sins that's against God. And when you come to terms with God, by faith in Christ, Christ washes you from all your sins. Romans chapter 1. And from Jesus Christ, who has washed us from our sins in his own blood. Wow, thank you, Lord. Wash from your sins in the blood of Christ. The power of faith in his redemptive death and shed blood on that cross. I'm just now going to take you over to 2 Corinthians. We did go over some of this passage here, but I want to go over some stuff and make this very clear because I kind of rushed it on last week in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, I'll start at verse 17. Therefore, as a conjunction, if any man be in Christ, then look, you are united in a union with Jesus Christ. This is what it means to be in Christ. We didn't say that you be religious. We didn't say anything. Be in Christ. You may be in a local church, all right? But are you in Christ? Do you have a true union, a vital relationship, a living relationship with Christ? Christ is alive, and he wants a relationship. He wants to have fellowship with you. But if any man be in Christ, no matter who that man is, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. God wants that relationship with you because you're a new creation of God, man, because you're a union with Christ. All things are of God, verse 18, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. To wit, or that is to say, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or crediting to their account their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word or message of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you or plead with you. All right, plead with you, we pray you in the stead of Christ. Be you reconciled to God, for he, God, has made him, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Now, let me go back again. Verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself. God, who has reconciled us to himself by or through Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. God reconciled us. So it was God who was through or in the person of Jesus Christ, reaching out to reconcile us to himself. So how did God do this? Through Jesus Christ. Not through necessarily your church or your bishop, your pope, your evangelist, or your cardinal, or through your man of God, through your synagogue, your pope, your imam, your rabbi. It's through Jesus Christ. Why? The scriptures points to the biblical Messiah, that God was in Christ reconciling the world. God was reaching out to the person of the Son to reconcile us to himself. Now, watch this. All right, so God was in Christ, has reconciled us to himself, verse 18, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. So wait a minute. So now God, now that God reached through Christ and reconciled us to himself, now that I have a vital union with Christ, God has given me a ministry of reconciliation. We'll comment on that in a moment. That's verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19. We'll read that now. To wit, that is to say, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing or counting their trespasses unto them, and has given unto us the word of the message of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Now see, once you have come to a vital union with Jesus Christ, and you are a new creation of God in Christ Jesus, now that you've been reconciled to God, and you have a living relationship with God through Christ, God has given you the ministry of reconciliation. As verse 18, verse 19, has committed to you, he put in your hands the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So just like God was in Christ, reaching out to the world to draw us to himself, now God's given us a responsibility and has given us a ministry, and it's called the ministry of reconciliation, and then has put in our trust, committed to our trust, the word or the message of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. So now we stand in the place of Christ. On behalf of Christ, we stand as a representative, having been given the spiritual power of attorney to represent Christ as ambassadors. And so we have a message that God is now telling us to tell you that you can have a relationship with himself. You can be reconciled to God through Jesus Christ. So we carry on the message. We are messengers of Christ, ambassadors. We're to represent Christ. It's called the ambassador for Christ. It's called the ministry of reconciliation. We have the message of reconciliation. So Paul says, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech or plead with you by us. Wow. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So Paul says, now we are ambassadors. We plead with you to be reconciled to God. All right, verse 21. For he, God, has made him, Christ, to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So now that we understand that we are ambassadors, we are to carry on the message of our Lord Jesus Christ, who he is and what he has done, and the terms by which they can be reconciled to God. So the terms is, come to repentance and faith and trust in the biblical Messiah, Jesus Christ. Trusting in that which he has done and accomplished for us through the cross. Trusting in him, resting your faith on him. He washed you from your sins, robed you in his righteousness. You're joined to Christ by the Spirit. You're sealed with the Holy Spirit. You're declared righteous by the Father God. You then become an ambassador, one to go and represent and share the message with others. Verse 21, for he, God, has made him, Christ, to be sin for us, Christ, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So positionally now, because of the fact that you've been reconciled to God, because you come to true genuine faith in Christ, and you're accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord, knowing that he was the one and only mediator between God and men, the one who can reconcile you to the Father, and you come to faith in him, and now that you are in a vital union with Jesus Christ, you are a new creation of God, and God's giving you a ministry and giving you a message, the message of reconciliation. Now you are an ambassador for Christ, and now you're to go preach the message of peace and goodwill toward men. Go share with them about what Christ has done for them so that they can be reconciled to God. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. What a blessing. As a result of your vital union with Jesus Christ, you are perfectly united to Jesus the Christ, the Son of the living God. And by thus, you are the righteousness of God in Christ, period. So it's vital to understand the importance of your faith being in the biblical Messiah, rested solely upon Jesus Christ and absolutely nothing else, trusting in his sufficient, finished work on the cross. Everything that was needed to provide for your salvation and redemption, God did it. He provided all for you through his son, Jesus Christ. There's nothing else that you can add to it. So now, because of faith in Christ, you are a child of God. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in Christ. What does it mean to have faith in Christ Jesus? It means to solely trust in everything that he has done for you. Everything. So it's the biblical Messiah. Now I'm going to take you through another passage real quickly in the book of Romans. In the book of Romans chapter 3, it talks about all have sinned and come short and that the whole world is guilty before God. Then it talks about the redemptive work of Christ, that we're justified over verse 24, being justified freely by his, God's grace, through what? The redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So he's talking about the sacrificial redemptive death and the shed blood of Christ. So because of Christ and what he has done, we're justified. Stay tuned in. I hear the music. It's coming in. We're going to have a break for a moment. Stay tuned in to the final authority, and I will pick back up in Romans chapter 3, verse 24. See you after the break.
Everybody wants to go there, but nobody wants to die. So if you want to see him, you gotta live this life right, yeah. Nothing's for certain, but this one thing's for sure. We all gonna leave here. I pray I make it through them doors. There will be no more tears and no more pain. I wanna hear him say, the paradise, paradise. Can't wait to get to paradise, paradise. Paradise. Don't get comfortable, cause this here ain't your home. No, it ain't. Just remember what the Bible says, the streets are paved with gold.
There will be no more sickness, no more stress. Every knee must bow, every tongue confess.
You can mess around down here, play church if you wanna. Then judgment day comes and they say, I don't know ya. Now nothing's for certain, but this one thing's for sure. We're all gonna leave here. I just pray I make it through them doors. There will be
no.
The paradise.
You gotta be ready when he comes. paradise.
Listening to the Love Radio Network worldwide. LoveRadioNetwork.com. Educational, inspirational, trending topics, and the hottest hits. With award-winning talk show host and personality. And you made us number one. Thank you. Love Radio Network. Building a network of love.
Well, thank you for staying tuned in to The Final Authority. Oh, it's your host, Eric Robinson here. That song you heard just a moment ago was called Paradise. The artist is Isaac Carey. Isaac Carey, Paradise. All right. Okay, so we're going to pick back up on in Book of Romans chapter 3. But, you know, let me mention this. We have a coming up in January, and we will give you the information. But we have a new station ID that's coming up for the network. And the Ministry of the Final Authority will continue. We'll continue our teaching, our broadcast, what have you. But we want to inform you that we will give you the information on the upcoming change, station ID information that you will need in order to tune into our live show and or to go into the previous archives and or to even make a donation up to, you know, your desire. So we just want to let you know that. Okay, all right, so in Romans chapter 4, Paul talked about, you know, all have sinned and all is guilty before God. And that in chapter 1 he says that the wrath of God is revealed against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So we're all guilty before God. The law says that the soul that sins, it shall die. And the wages of sin is death, separation from God. And so we can't save or redeem ourselves. We need somebody outside ourselves who can come and save us and redeem us from this fallen state of darkness into a dark pit that we can't get out of by ourselves. And so we see that Christ came and he took upon the nature of man in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, Christ was condemned and judged for all of our sins. He satisfied the judgment of God. His death was a redemptive death to bring redemption to the human race, not just a particular ethnic group, but to all the human race. And so Christ tasted death for every man. And he's the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. And so we see here, according to the book of Romans chapter 3, verse 24, Paul says, being justified freely by his grace through what? The redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth upon public display to be a propitiation or satisfaction through faith in his blood. And then verse 26 says, to demonstrate his righteousness at this time that he, God, might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. So God is the one that justifies you on the terms that you come to truly with your heart believing on Jesus. What does it mean to believe in Jesus? It means to believe in that which he has done for you on the cross, that you are accepting with your heart. You embrace by faith the fact that he was nailed to a cross, lifted up on that cross, had all your sins placed on him, and was judged by God for all of your sins. And yes, your sins were condemned upon Christ on the cross, and he dies for all of your sins, every one of your sins. and his blood, precious blood, was shed from his body for the forgiveness of your sins, to do away with your sins forever, and to redeem you back to the Father God. After he died, and it was substantiated by the Roman guards that he was dead, they then took his body down and gave his body to Joseph of Arimathea. He and Nicodemus buried Christ's body. And Christ, just like the prophets of old had foretold, and even Christ himself tells of his crucifixion. He's going to put to death by crucifixion. He's buried, and he's going to rise the third day. He rises from among the dead the third day for our justification. So all that Christ has done, it was for you and I. I believe it. I rest my faith on it. Now, I rest my faith not on me, not on a rabbi, not on the imam, not on the minister, not upon bishops, popes, cardinals, evangelists, upon what Scripture has revealed about Jesus Christ and what he has done. So I'm justified freely by his grace through what? The redemption that is in Christ Jesus. And when I read that, that takes my mind over to the book of Revelation. A lot of symbolic and apocalyptic language in that book. And to really look at that very closely and thoroughly. And so I look at it and I see where even while they're in heaven, the saints, while we're all in heaven, we're going to be just praising God and rejoicing because he has redeemed us to God by his blood. They're going to be, thou hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Wow. We're talking about the blood of Christ throughout eternity. What do you mean we're talking about the blood of Christ? Yes, his redemptive death for us that forever redeemed us. So apart from the sacrificial redemptive death of Jesus Christ, we could not ever be redeemed and ever be reconciled to God and have peace with God had it not been for Christ. So everything is solely, exclusively rested upon Jesus Christ. And Paul says something that's very profound in Galatians chapter 2. Just quote verse 21. He says, I do not frustrate the grace of God. If righteousness come by the law, if it come by my performance of me measuring up to the standard of the law, it's based upon my, if I can do that, if righteousness come by the law, by any law, ritual, ceremonial law, any of those laws, if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Now, I know you are not ready to say that Christ died on the cross in vain, because he died to bring about our salvation and redemption. And so, are you saying that going under the law is better than believing on Jesus Christ? Are you saying that you can measure up and God's perfect standard without fault to his law, and you don't need his son, the Messiah, Jesus the Christ? When you go back under the law, what you're saying is you're frustrating the grace of God. God's gift to you, God's offer, is an offer of grace. You can't earn this or deserve or work for this. It's something he offers to you because of what Christ has done and completed. You must accept it, receive it, embrace it, hold fast to it by faith. And so this is why I have peace with God. It's not because of anything that I personally have done in terms of my work, deeds, or performance. So he says in verse 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation, satisfaction through faith in his blood. We've read that to you already. We read to you in verse 26. That God is the justifier of him which believes in Jesus. Believe in Jesus, Yeshua, the Messiah. He says, where is boasting then? It is excluded. It's banished. It's kicked out. Boasting can't come in God's court. You can't come in God's court of law and boast about anything that you have done that would be worthy of acceptance by God for you to be righteous because of something you did. No, So he says, where's boasting been? It is excluded. By what law? By what law? Based upon what law? Works? No, but by the law of faith. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So there's no deeds. There's no ritual, circumcision, observation of any law that can justify you. A man is justified by faith. It's a total, complete faith rested upon the redemptive death and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So he died for our sins. He shed his blood for the forgiveness of our sins and to redeem us, was buried, and rose again from among the dead for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So we have that now. So it says we have, the we there in the context refers to those who have heard the gospel that Paul preached and have come to faith in the gospel, the good news about what Christ done for us. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Chapter 5, verse 2, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Wow, what a blessing. See, we have access by faith into this grace. Man, I don't have access because of any laws I've been keeping, any of my performance of good deeds. I could never measure up to be good enough. But it's by God's grace because of what Christ has done. For through Christ also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. What a blessing that you can rest now, because my faith is in what Christ has done. The Father God accepted the sacrificial, substitutionary, redemptive death and shed blood of Christ, and I have peace with God now. That's not something you get later after you die. You better have that now before you leave this world. I am at total peace with God. Why? Because I have Christ, who is the one and only way. I have the one mediator, Jesus Christ, the man Christ, Jesus, the Son of God. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. You can't ever have life and peace with God if you don't have the Son. If you reject the Son, you reject the Father. Wow. Jesus said, he that despised me, despised him that sent me. How can you say you honor God, but you diss his Son? Dishonor, you disrespect, you reject his Son. You spit on his Son. He that has the Son has life. He that has not the Son of God has not life. Wow. And this is the record that God has given to us, eternal life. And this life is in the Son. Why? Because the Son, Jesus the Christ, is eternal life personified. So apart from Christ, how could you have eternal life? And you reject eternal life because he is eternal life. How could you have this peace with God? You rejected the eternal life that he's offering you. Oh, I bless the Lord Jesus Christ. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer. I'm joined to him in spirit. I'm a new creation of God in Christ Jesus. The Father God reconciled me unto himself through Jesus Christ. Christ has washed me from my sins and rolled me in righteousness. The Father declared me righteous. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Everything is solely rested upon the work of Christ. Now, also, I'm going to show you something also in Colossians chapter 1. And if you don't have a Bible, you can always write the passage down. But if you have your Bible, it's Colossians chapter 1. All right? And so I just want to read these verses here. This is very powerful. Verse 12, I'll start by reading at verse 12. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us fit to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his Christ's blood, the forgiveness of sins. Thank you, Lord. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning of the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself. And by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you, that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled and being not moved away from the hope of the gospel. Wow, powerful. Well, I'm going back to verse 20. Having made peace through the blood of his cross. Thank you, Lord Jesus. See, having made peace, so now you can have peace with God, but only on God's terms. You must come through faith in the blood of Christ, that blood he shed from his body on the cross. He made peace between you and God through what? The blood of his cross. Dealing with his suffering and the fact that on the blood of the cross, this has to do with the fact that he suffered the judgment of God and satisfied God's judgment on the cross through his death and shed blood. He made peace between you and God through the blood of his cross. It came at the price of the death of the Son of God. By him to reconcile all things unto himself. In verse 21, and you that were sometime alienated, alienated, and enemies in your mind by a wicked deed, yet now he hath reconciled. Man, you've been reconciled. You now have peace with God. He reconciled you, verse 22 says, in the body of his flesh through death. Everything was through his death and what he done. His body literally hung on a cross for you. All your sins were placed on him in his body. He suffered all that and the judgment of God for us to present you holy and unblameable. Wow. Man, to present you how holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in his sight if you continue in the faith. Man, my faith is in the sacrificial, substitutionary, redemptive death and the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He made peace through the blood of his cross. According to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, he is our peace. Wow. He broke down the wall of partition between Jew and Gentile, but he also broke down the wall between God and man, the one mediator, Christ Jesus. So, yes, you don't want to be alienated. If you realize that you have not come to faith and come to God's terms and rest your faith upon the actual historical fact of the death of Christ for your sins, the shedding of his blood for the forgiveness of your sins and to obtain your redemption, and was buried and then rose again for your justification, that he's alive forevermore. He is truly Lord of all. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the absolute one and only way. He's the one that has all authority in heaven and in earth. For you to come to faith and trust in him, Lord Jesus, I come to repentance. I have a change of heart, a change of mind. I turn to you in faith, trusting in your redemptive death and the shed blood for me on the cross of Calvary. I believe on you with my heart that you died for my sins, shed your blood, was buried, and rose again for my justification. And I confess you as my Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. The Bible says you shall be saved. Wow. It's a matter of faith. It's you express your faith. It's like a marriage union. I do receive this woman as my lawful wedded wife to have and to hold and to keep in health and sickness and so on and so on. And I forsake all others to keep myself unto her and for her as long as we both shall live till death do us part. You said, I do. She said, I do. And you now become one. You're united. When you say, I do to Christ, I do believe that you are the divine, unique Son of the living God. I do believe that you are the one that was nailed to a cross for me. I do believe that you're the one that had all my sins placed on you. I do believe that you was judged by the Father. You died for my sins. I believe your blood was shed for me. I do believe that you was buried. And I believe you rose again from among the dead. And I believe on you as my Lord, Savior, and Redeemer. And I confess you as my Lord right now. Bible says you shall be saved. You'll have peace with God. Christ was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be justified in due time. In the book of Hebrews, Christ was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. We see also in the book of Revelation that Christ, he's the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. We see in the book of Romans, chapter 4:24, that we have redemption, that Christ being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith, that is faith in Christ, without the deeds of the law. And we see very clearly that you are a new creation of God in Christ Jesus, and that as a result of your being in Christ Jesus, you are now a new creation, and you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You've been reconciled to God, you have peace with God, you're justified by God, you have the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, you have everlasting life, and you belong to God for time and eternity, having been forever redeemed by the blood of Christ. And for eternity, you will be at peace with God. You must come to terms with God now before you leave this world. Paul says now is the day of salvation. The day of salvation is why you are breathing right now and have an opportunity to come to biblical repentance and a true human faith in Christ and thus make peace with God through God's terms, Jesus Christ. It's only through Jesus Christ, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So it's all by faith. We now have peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll see you all next week. Live on the final authority, the will of God be done, Christ be glorified, and stick to God's final authority, God's final authoritative word, the Holy Scriptures. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Final Authority. We hope you enjoyed our program. Join us again next Monday, right here on the hot new QLJNradio.com. You're listening to the hot new QLJNradio.com. Still the hottest, coolest radio station on the net. With award-winning talk show personalities and DJs. The Q.